After the increasingly successful rolling back of the Ottoman-Turkish Empire from the Balkans, Serbian nationalists, members of a proud, self-liberating nation, turned their attention to the other empire of the region, which they saw as the great oppressor of their Serbian people, which they longed to unite. This other empire was Austria-Hungary, which also ruled over minority Serb populations. It was the aim of Serbian nationalists to unite Serbian populations wherever they lived into one greater Serbia. An ideology, thus, of Serbian nationalism holding up that dream of the greater Serbia, the unified Serbian people, was a powerful and enchanting vision for many Serbian nationalists. And there was, moreover, a terrorist organization which was known by the popular name of the Black Hand, whose goal it was to make this goal come to pass. The Black Hand terrorist organization was known officially by its name, Union or Death. It was not a large group. It had, at an expansive estimate, perhaps some 2,000 members, but some of those members had held influential positions in Serbian society within the Kingdom of Serbia itself, as well as in minority populations elsewhere. It also had as its members officers of the Serb army. It was a classic secret organization. It had rituals, it had mysterious ceremonies, it had significant oaths, and it had a commitment to action. Its own bylaws stated that terrorist action, the propaganda of the deed that we had discussed in an earlier lecture, was better than propaganda of the intellect or the mind. In the oaths of the Union or Death organization, prospective members had to give absolute obedience as their pledge. They willingly had to give up their personalities, their hopes of personal glory, their deeds, important as they might be, might never be known. They could never leave this organization once they had joined. A central committee in Belgrade would hand out death sentences and order actions, all towards the goal of union or death. The flag, which was the symbol of this society, showed its ideas in symbolic form. There was the seal showing a strong arm holding a flag, and on that flag, a skull and crossbones was a prominent symbol. Surrounding it were the tools of insurrection and terrorism, a knife, a bomb, a bottle of poison, and surrounding this, the words, the pledge of the organization, union or death. This organization struck in that summer of 1914, hoping to unleash a conflict which would lead to the realization of their dreams. A conflict is certainly what they unleashed. On June 28, 1914, members of the secret society had planned an assassination in the dusty provincial capital of Sarajevo in the south of Austria-Hungary. There, they assassinated, in a not very well-planned organization attempt, assassinated the Archduke Francis Ferdinand, heir to the throne of the Habsburg Empire. This was a blow to be struck for the freedom and unity of Serbia, but it precipitated events that soon went far out of the control of their initiators. Austria-Hungary was urged on by its ally, the German Empire, to choreograph, carefully in diplomatic terms, a showdown, using this event, tragic as it was, as a pretext for a settling of scores with the small kingdom of Serbia. It was feared that if scores were not settled now, if this crisis was not used in order to clear the air diplomatically and to show Serbia its place, that the Slavic minorities of the Austro-Hungarian Empire might lose their faith in the dynastic stability of the Habsburg family. And thus, Austria-Hungary was pressed by its German ally to carefully craft an ultimatum that would be unacceptable to the Serbian kingdom in spite of its attempts to meet all reasonable demands. To have met all of the terms of the ultimatum would have meant nothing less than giving up national independence. It was pre-programmed to lead to conflict. But what began as a very carefully crafted and localized conflict soon spread until it had acquired a European reach. because alliances between the different European great powers now ominously clicked into place.